Sounds like you've had enough medical mysteries already. So let's get a solid conclusion on this one, okay? The recommendation of a new test made my mom sigh with relief, but I was exasperated. It seemed unnecessary to jump through yet another hoop just to have someone give me the definitive diagnosis of late bloomer. I'd gone into my ultrasound expecting a routine procedure, just a handful of radiology pictures, and then Mom and I would be on our way. It hadn't occurred to me that there would be any reason to leave feeling concerned. But from the beginning, nothing about that ultrasound was routine. First, the tech had informed me that my bladder wasn't full enough for her to see what she needed to see. We paused the test, and I drank a bottle of water, giving it time to work its way through my system. Back on the sterile hospital paper an hour later, with a new squirt of cold gel on my stomach, I was informed that now my bladder was too full for the tech to see what she needed to see. She instructed me to slightly empty my bladder, try that sometime just for kicks, and we started over again. The third time around, I lay in the exam room for another hour as the tech moved her probe all over my lower abdomen. She pushed and pro-